Okay. I was trying to relax. I was on my way to sleep. At least I thought I was. I got up kind of early and I wanted to catch up on a nap while it's raining outside. I have a tin roof over my bed and it sounds really cool. And while I'm laying there, I got the idea of the other kind of meditation, which is meditation in motionless. When we fall asleep every night, we become motionless. And that meditative state can be obtained while you're still awake by making just one key change in the process. So I believe that meditation is as easy as trying to fall asleep sitting up. It doesn't have to be in a lotus position or any of that stuff. As you fall asleep, you breathe less and less, and your mind continues to relax and let go the cares of the world. And as you're doing this, maybe you've got a fan on to provide some white background noise, and you listen to that, or you maybe you like the sound of silence. I don't prefer it. I've just been with a fan for so long. I use that to cover up any incidental sounds that might startle me to be awake. And it works good for masking those sorts of noises while I'm sleeping. So I realized when I've done my meditation, when I'm sitting up, that it's very much like the way I fall asleep. And I gotta tell you, I think I'm making some sense here. That's a plane going by the way. That when you, for instance, follow a certain practice, starts with a Y, ends with an A, they want you to focus on your breathing. And they want you to take these deep, huge breaths. And you're working your diaphragm deeply to conduct this exercise, which is precisely what it is. It's attempting to make the meditation that is supposed to be just sitting there into a meditation in motion. And so that's why they tell you to focus on your breathing, and they want you to, what they want you to do is make this big, huge breath thing an autonomous event that allows your brain to, you know, go off and play in your right brain, which is the reason for meditating at all. Help you open your third eye, help you see through it, help clarify it, which is another topic. But anyway, the way I get into meditation is just the opposite. I sit in my on my couch. I usually leave my feet pointed toward Mother Earth. I've recently come across an interesting way to charge, which I may or may not address in this particular podcast. I'll put it to the side for right now. What I do when I find myself in meditation, as I focus on what I see before me through my closed eyelids, is I forget to breathe. I sit so still, I move so little, I relax so much. The only thing that really keeps me awake is the fact that my head is not being supported by anything. And by having to support my head, I can obtain this as if I'm asleep condition while I'm still awake. The importance of doing this is because in the state of being where your body has all of the elements that it needs to believe that you're asleep, this will be a condition that allows your body to trigger the third eye to open. And that's why you want to do it. Once you've activated your pineal gland and attempted to clear it out of any calcified deposits by drinking pure spring water and taking a regimen of a amino acid called arginine and purifying your diet,
this allows toxins, impurities, and calcified deposits to leach away from the pineal gland. These calcifications are due to impurities in the water, one of which is fluoride. It tends to calcify the gelatinous material within the eye of the pineal gland, which renders it incapable of being used. I thoroughly think that's why they do it, because they don't want your third eye to open, because once you do, you get a direct connection to God, and they don't want that. The powers that be want you to think that the way to get to God is through them, and it's just like it says in the Bible. They are the gatekeepers who refuse to enter, and they don't even want anyone else to either. And so they further obfuscate the truth by hiding it as well as they can, so that nobody can find out how to access God directly by activating their third eye and opening their pineal gland. So that's what's going on. Once you learn how to relax without the breathing stuff, it's something you already know how to do. It's the equivalent of falling asleep. And then you know when your body is resting sufficiently to convince itself that you're asleep. When you will start to see visions in your face. You'll be in a preferably facing a dark part of the room where extra daylight will not be coming into your eyes. You don't want to do this in a bright atmosphere, even though you can. I like to do it in a comfortably lit room that doesn't have any glare, and look towards a shady part of the room. That's where I love it. It's where I get the most clarity, particularly when I'm looking into the dark. The first time I did it, it took about 4 hours. There was a bright red yellow presence going by me, which I didn't know exactly what the source of that was, but I've since learned what it is. I don't want to reveal it right now. It's a totally different podcast, so I'm just going to fly past that and tell you that the first time I tried it, it took about 4 hours to get where I wanted to go. It probably would have taken a lot less if it weren't for that sort of stuff that I had to deal with. But now I can get there as quickly as closing my eyes in a few seconds, my eyes adjust to the light, and I'm right where I want to be. I can get my third eye open that quick, which is pretty remarkable. I can do things like, if I don't want to get bit by mosquitoes, I can focus on mosquitoes, and pretty soon in my third eye, I'll see a few, sometimes a bunch, and I'll just place my intent on them. I don't use language. The intent is basically peace, and don't hurt me. And normally they'll bow and turn to indicate they understand and that they're going away. And that works really well. Sometimes I can touch a plant and I'll get a vision of the plant. In other words, an image of the plant will appear before me and I'll feel some message. I did this yesterday, and I had a bungee cord holding a couple of the branches up so I could walk past it, and it asked me if I would remove it. And I don't know how it did that, but I knew what it wanted without hearing a word. I took it off, and it gets in my way, but I'm like, you know, if it doesn't hurt the plant, if it hurts the plant enough to want to ask me to get it off, I decided to do it. Everything's alive and has spirit, and when your third eye opens, you can communicate with those sorts of things, or entities, or spirit, or I don't know what to call it. I'm kind of new to this game. I don't know the terminology. I didn't get here because I followed some guru. I sort of stumbled into this thing and got here on my own, and so now I'm making podcasts to try and help other people do this. Meditation in motion, is going to get you so far, but the problem with it is that your eyes remain open, and you only get the benefit of your oral and connection at that time. And when you do it the way I'm trying to tell you, which is as if you're falling asleep, but holding your head up, then you can be fully conscious and aware and get the benefit of what you would normally see in your dream state, because normally the pineal gland only activates while you're sleeping. That's it. You see the dreams, you see the visions, you get a glimpse of it, and then when you wake up, as you come back through what I call the veil, you quickly forget everything you dreamed, and maybe you remember the last 30 seconds, if you're lucky. And usually you remember it out of context and you don't understand why you were looking at whatever it was you were looking at. And that's okay. There's a you that stays awake. Which it's actually you. You come out of you, unbeknownst to you. Everybody does it. And when you do, you do what, you know, whatever you're destined to do, because that's what you want to do. And then you come back and you don't remember a thing. And it's almost like living two different lives. Most people are unaware of it. Some people are. Some people take control of it and get out of body intentionally. Others just have it happen to them, but don't think it can. So they don't think that way. They call them vivid dreams, not realizing they're really there in their etheric body in the next dimension up, because that's where you come out. The next dimension up is almost identical to this one. It has everything that this one does. It's hard to recognize the difference. If you get in a dream and you realize you can feel with your hands, you're probably really there in your etheric body. If you do that and you feel nothing, you're probably just dreaming. Those are some of the goals of opening your third eye. You can do this in a number of ways. You can meditate for a long time. You can accelerate the process by taking something that will actively push your pineal gland to activate. That's a good thing to do if you're living a life of purification. And then what I mean to say by that is you have to live a life free from the toxins that would otherwise impede your pineal gland from working. So you got to drink spring water. You want to start gravitating towards fruit and vegetables, and you want to start eating a meat-free life. And if you're and once your pineal gland open and your is open and your heart chakra's open and all that good stuff, you'll see that you wouldn't want anything to die for the sake of you having something in your belly anyways. You wouldn't want them in your belly anyways. It just wouldn't make you feel good anyways. It'd be like putting your kid in your belly. You just wouldn't do it. So that's how you get. Once you get to a particular place in spirituality, is that everything is sacred. And if you treat it that way, the everything that you treat that way will treat you that way back. And that's a pretty good place to be when you realize that Mother Earth will reward you with gratitude when you don't put a cigarette butt on top of her or throw some other trash onto her with no regard for her, you know, and showing her no respect whatsoever, the one who nourishes our food, you know. And when you give no regard to all the other elements that go into making that food, you're just ignoring the very elements that were responsible for making it. And so gratitude is a great deal of the process. I believe that gratitude is one of the roots of happiness, and it's a great place to be, because if you're grateful for what you have, then more will be added unto you. If you're disgruntled and complaining about what even you have, then you may not get any more, and even that might be taken away from you. And that's just another interpretation of another parable in the Bible. You can go look it up, but that's what's going on there. And that's what you're doing with your talents. Your gratitude is increasing, and your spirituality is increasing, and how much you are willing to serve others and go the extra mile. That's what has to be increasing. And if you think about it, if we all did that, what a great world this place would be to live in, don't you think? I mean, that we'd have so much to recycle. Mother Earth wouldn't have to worry about giving up any more of her resources. We could just recycle what we already have. And there's lots of other ways that we could help Mother Earth and stop acting like she's just some sort of Walmart store where everybody can just help themselves, because she's not. She can barely keep up with all of us, tearing her apart all the time, treating her like nothing. It really makes her feel bad. You know, and you know what happens. She cries out. And let me tell you, she's a big spirit. When she cries, everybody knows. All of heaven knows. So I'm telling you, be kind to be kind. Please be kind to Mother Earth. If you see trash, pick it up. That's all you got to do. Stop putting it on the ground. Start picking it up. If we all did that, there wouldn't be any on the ground. Mother Earth would be a lot happier. I'll tell you that much. And the sun would have a lot more to smile about when he lights this area of the world up every day. Because he wouldn't have to see the garbage that he's lighting up on the ground that nobody cares about. Better it be dark so you can't see it. All right, well, listen. This is all about meditation and motionlessness. I know you were listening. I'm going to continue. We're going to pick this up in a series. I think it deserves that much attention. All right, I'll talk to you later.